And on this Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Can you believe it? We're in June already?
I know. I can, though, because the kids are, like, all over the place, which is, we're super excited to see them.
Yeah. Yeah, summer's out. School's out.
Yes, and we have lots of really fun, exciting things planned this summer for our summer reading program for the kids, and we've got plans for adults. We just have lots of exciting things to do here at the Appleton Library this summer. So, and then, of course, you know, just enjoying this nice space, and it's a pretty humid day, so we expect to see quite a few people during the summer when with all of our space, and hopefully people will hang out here and enjoy it as much as we do. So
that's right. And if it's hot out, you can guess who has air conditioning?
I know. That's what's exciting, isn't it? And we're already seeing it. You know, even though school just got out, we're already seeing lots of people. Our numbers are just super up with summer reading signups. And, you know, we're still accepting registrations for our summer reading program. So, yeah, we're just kicking the month of June off to a big, good start.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, tell us all about what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, tonight, it's all about Barbie. We're having a Barbie open house here at the Appleton Library, and you should see all the stuff we have. We've got this fabulous photo Barbie backdrop. We have our brand-new Barbie house and Barbies that we're releasing in our kids' area, our children's area. We've got sparkly cupcakes. I mean, we've got a little bit of everything.
A lot of pink.
A lot of pink, and that's at 5:30 tonight, which is Tuesday. Come on down and join us for our Barbie open house. All ages are included. I mean, it's normally our preschool story time, but I think it's a pretty awesome opportunity because Georgia has gone all out. Anyway, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. And then every Wednesday, year-round, and especially now this summer, we have a new activity popping up. In fact, this week is our summer reading program kickoff, and so we're having a game day and ice cream Sundays on Wednesday at 3:30, so that would be the June 5th. Next week, we are making dog toys out of recycled T-shirts. We have a CD cover craft project. We are also, you know, keeping up our Lego club, and we're just doing a little bit of everything this summer on Wednesdays. And we've got a couple of programs coming in. I think we have a magic show that's going to be here, and also some kind of science program of some sort, too, Jedi Night, anyway. So lots of fun things on Wednesdays, and then also for our adults, we have Julia's still here on Thursdays, the second and the fourth Thursday of the month from 3 to 5 p.m., and she will help you with any of your tech questions, your cell phone problems, you know, you need help setting up an email or Facebook account. She helps with a variety of things. You need to get some photos off your phone. Yeah, just a little bit of everything. We've got our book club coming up on the 24th of June. We are reading The Lonely Hearts Book Club by Lucy Gilmore. And then we are also releasing an adult take and make that you can stop on down on the 15th of June to pick up and take home and make with a group of friends or by yourself. So a little bit of something for every age group here at the Appleton Library.
I guess. Yeah, busy time, summertime, that's for sure.
It is. You know, we've got lots of things happening, and then we've got a lot of people right now. Adult Basic Ed and ESL is meeting here twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:15, I think, till 12 noon. And so if that's something that you're looking for, come on down and join the gals that are running that program through using our meeting room for it. We also have Prairie 5 with Laura Thomas here. And she is here on June 13th, so that'll be the third Thursday of the month. And she is here for any of your aging questions or if you need help with something if you're age 55 and older.
Okay.
So, like I said, just a little bit of everything here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Cindy, can I change things up a little bit instead of what people are reading? Can I ask a few questions about the library?
That would be fabulous.
I think our listeners would love to know all the different kind of services that the Appleton Library offers. I mean, there's so many things that people can come in. They can read area newspapers. Just list a number of things you can do with your library card, online stuff. Tell us all the services that you provide, or most of them anyway.
Well, you know, libraries have really evolved over the years. They are not just book depository centers. We are a community center. And so what we do is we offer a variety of services and help for our public. Some of the offshoot things that maybe you don't know about, and yet we have a lot of people that come in here, is we offer air printing. And so you say, what the heck is air printing? Well, you come in with your cell phone. You need to print off a label because you're going to mail something back that you ordered online. So what we have here is we've got air printing. You take your phone, you tie into our air printer, and voila, you've got your tag all ready to be adhered to your package to send it back. We also scan the email. And so let's say you've got to send something to an organization and it needs to be sent. And you don't want to fax it because you have to pay to fax. Well, we scan the email for free. So you can scan your document all in our fancy machines, and then you put in an email, and it zoom, sends it off to that person, or you can send it to yourself so you can forward it. These are just a couple of little things that people probably don't always know that we offer, but yet we have quite a few people that come in here and use it. Mm-hmm. Again, we also have a lot of area newspapers. We've got DVDs still for checkout, you know, in addition to books on CD, all those different things. We do photocopying for people, offer a variety of classes on a variety of topics. You know, Julia's here twice a month to help with any of your tech questions, and that's all free, too. So you just have to make an appointment if you want to make sure that you secure a time or show up during those two times that she's here every month to help you with a variety of things that, you know, I'm not sure where else you can go to get some of that help.
That's right. It's really amazing what you all do at the Appleton Library. Just really amazing.
We do. We try to offer what our public is looking for. Plus, we have meeting room space. We open the doors to the gym every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 until 3. So if you want to come in here, it's storming, it's just too hot out, walk in the gym to get your steps in. It's something else that we offer here. The city is so generous to us to, you know, allow that so that people can, you know, get that exercise in and get the walking done, too.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, always something that the public is needing or are wanting, and we're always looking for what else we can offer.
Right.
So if you've got suggestions, let us know if it's something that is feasible that we can do. Maybe it's a class that we can offer. We've had a couple of speakers in, you know, we had Police Chief Cedric Borsgaard, and he talked about online and personal safety. We had the local doctor in, and he talked about dementia, which was super interesting because there's just so many levels of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Osborn was in. And so we're always looking for different things that we can offer our public besides the arts and crafts classes and the author visits and these things. We're trying to bring in another level of service to our public, and we're always looking for that next thing to offer.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, tell our listeners where you're located and how they can get a hold of you.
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue. They can get a hold of us by giving us a call at 320-289-1681. You can visit us on our Facebook account for the latest happenings and things going on, or check our website out to see also what is happening. We offer a monthly newsletter that you can pick up here at the library in print, or you can sign up for it to be sent to you electronically in your email. So, like I said, we're trying to reach people as much as we can by offering this wonderful radio show to our public, as well as we have a column in the weekly newspaper that I write as well.
Okay.
So,
Real good, Cindy. A wealth of information you are.
Well, I can't say we know everything, but
All right.
Getting close, huh?
Yep, that's right. All right, thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.